This week's parsha starts in perhaps the most iconic, but the most ambiguous way. That this week's parsha begins, Kedoshim Tihiyu. You should be holy. And perhaps this is one of the most notable starts to the parsha, because this we know is our charge as Jewish people. To be holy, to increase holiness in the world, to represent Kedusha, and all in which that entails. However, it's also the most ambiguous. Kedoshim Tihiyu, be holy. What does that mean? Does that mean do actions that make you into a holy person? Does it mean some sort of aspect of your personality that you should refine your holiness? What does it mean? Kedoshim Tihiyu, you should be holy. So today, through the Kedushas Levi, we're going to explore two aspects of Kedoshim Tihiyu. One focusing purely on those two words, Kedoshim Tihiyu, and the other focusing on the juxtaposition between Kedoshim Tihiyu and the subsequent topics in Parshas Kedoshim. That's sort of how it goes. It jumps from one mitzvah to the next very, very quickly. And here it's Kedoshim Tihiyu, followed by Ish Imo V'Aviv Tira'u, that you should fear your parents. So we're going to begin simply with Kedoshim Tihiyu. The Kedushas Levi states, B'midrash yechol kamoni. In the Midrash, it expands on these words, Kedoshim Tihiyu, that it expands God's statement to include, yechol kamoni, that you can be holy like I am holy. Talmud lomar, ki kadosh ani Hashem. Because that is what the rest of the verse says, Kedoshim Tihiyu, ki kadosh ani Hashem. You should be holy just like I am holy. However, the Midrash continues on and says, Kedushati lemala mikdushaschem. My holiness is holier than your holiness. Now, the question can be asked. It makes sense to say that when, again, it's not going to be a very specific, tangible instruction yet, but to say to us, we should be holy in the same way that God is holy. That gives us a starting point. It gives us somewhere to expand further, to try to understand what it means, Kedoshim Tihiyu. So that part of the Midrash makes sense, Yechol Kamuni, that you can be holy just like I am holy. However, the second piece of the Midrash brings us a few more questions. Kedushati lemala mikedushaschem. Why does God have to tell us that his holiness is holier than our holiness? Would anyone think that when I take upon myself, I am going to increase my Kedusha, I am going to become more holy, that in any way, shape, or form, I could become holier than God himself? Nobody would have that even slightest inkling of a thought. No, it wouldn't occur to anyone to think that they could become holier than God. So why does the Midrash specifically have to add that onto the statement by Hashem, Kedushati lemala mikedushaschem, that my holiness is holier than your holiness? What does that come to add? Haner Eli Baza, and he says, it is apparent to me through this. V'kvar ha'arichu ha'kadmonim b'inyan hazeh, and he says, others have already expanded upon this. Dehainu b'mashe yechol ha'adam lageshet al avodas ha'kodesh. He explains that in the way that a person is able to approach avodas ha'kodesh, holy work, Eza avoda shehu baliv heve omer zetfila, especially through what we call avoda shebaliv, and that is tfila. Dehainu b'mashenotin neged inav gedulas habore baruchu. His ability to approach God and serve God and speak to God is based in his ability b'mashenotin neged inav, how he is able to view God. Omer ma ani levakish v'letzok lifnei hamelech ha'gadol melech malchei hamlachim ha'kadosh baruch hu. A person may say, who am I? I'm nothing. Who am I to come before melech malchei hamlachim ha'kadosh baruch hu? Halo ani afar v'rima v'tola'a? Aren't I nothing? I'm like dust. I'm like worms. I'm like nothing. Malei avonot u'psha'im. I'm filled with sin and mistakes. V'achar kach. And a person will then have the realization that if they want to be able to connect to Hashem, they need to accept the yoke of God sincerely and with a full heart. And The person from that point on will grow and excel in their avodas Hashem because they want to go up level to level. So again, let's reiterate. He says, when a person first approaches avodas Hashem, they come to speak before Hashem in tefillah, they come to do a mitzvah before Hashem, they immediately become aware of their total lack of ability to stand before Hashem, that they feel so incompetent when it comes to serving Hashem. They say, I'm so filled with sin. I'm nothing. I'm like the dust of the earth. Who am I to come before Hashem? And a person who is genuine in their avodas Hashem and wants to be able to serve Hashem will not back off in that moment. Rather, they will renew and re-accept upon themselves their desire to be able to serve Hashem. So what do they have to do in order to be able to serve Hashem? They have to be able to grow closer to Hashem. They have to be able to do Hashem's mitzvos. They have to be able to make themselves into a person that they believe is worthy of serving Hashem. So by recognizing how lowly they are, this will propel them forwards and upwards, Emir Hashem. That this will bring them to a new level in their avodas Hashem because it helps them to reignite their commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zehu de'ita b'mesach HaShabbos, ner Chanukah b'shamay omrim v'chulei, v'beis Hillel omrim mosif v'holich. So I know we just came off of Pesach, but they bring an example from Chanukah. And he says, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, we have a very well-known debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. That Beis Hillel says we should add one candle every single night, as we know is our custom today. But Beis Shammai says that we should remove one candle each day. We should start with 8 candles and count down to 1. Beis Hillel says we should start with 1 candle and count up to 8. And the language used by Beis Hillel is Mosif Veholich. You should add and continue forward. Pirish lefi shebechol yom mehachet yemei Chanukah, kasher mekayim mitzvah v'mitzvah goreres mitzvah. He says, how can we understand this? He says, think of all 8 days of Chanukah. What do you do each day? Each day you are mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, v'mitzvah goreres mitzvah, and one mitzvah always leads to another mitzvah. Azai mitedabik l'avodas haborei baruch hu. Ubechol yom kasher oseh od mitzvah, azai midabik yoter labori baruchu. So each day when you do the mitzvah, you grow closer and more connected to Hashem. So each day you are going to climb, you are going to rise a madriga closer to Hashem. Not that you are chas v'shalom going to go down, but each day with every mitzvah you do, that propels you closer and closer to Hashem. And one mitzvah leads to you doing another mitzvah. V'nimtza azro at godel shifluso. And the closer that a person grows to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more they recognize their own personal lowliness. Ki kol mashehu karov yoter el hamelach. Because every person who grows closer to the king, azayin yireh yoter be'inav godel shifluso. If one does this in a self-reflective and honest way, the closer one comes to greatness, the lowlier one will realize that they are. And through this, you are able to come to a place of what is called ayin, which is the sort of divine nothingness. We're going to expound upon that more in the next piece. And you will come to greater humility. And Beis Hillel that were exemplars of anava, of humility. Alkin amru devrehem mosif veholich. That is why they use the language of mosif veholich. So what is he saying? He's saying that there is a chain reaction that happens when one is honestly engaged in a relationship with Hashem. Then he says, every time someone does a mitzvah, that brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, theoretically, that can make someone feel like they're all that, like they're super great. But if someone is approaching Avodas Hashem honestly, then the closer they come to Hashem, the more they realize their own, how little they are compared to Hashem. So the more that we grow closer, the more we are aware of how small we are, and that increases our humility. V'zehu kavanat ha-midrash kedoshim tihiyu. This is what the Midrash is explaining on Kedoshim Tihiyu. Yachol Kamuni. You are able to be like me, Talmud Lomar, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem. kedushati lamala mikedushas chem. Dehainu mechamat rov kedushas chem. What he is saying here, that your holiness cannot be greater than my holiness, is mechamat rov kedushas chem, because of the greatness of your holiness, azay nitkadesh shemi, Hashem will become more holy. Vizehu kedushati lamala, dehainu shenitkadesh shemi mechamat kedushas chem. So he's saying, kedushati gedola, my holiness. Hashem is saying, my holiness is greater, mishalachem, because of your holiness. Yes, Hashem will always be greater than we are. But also, the higher we climb, the closer to Hashem we grow, the holier that we become, the more we sanctify Hashem's name. It's an entire chain reaction, where every time we do a mitzvah, we grow closer to Hashem. Through going closer to Hashem, we recognize how insufficient we are. We then grow in our humility. When we grow in our humility, we then look up to Hashem as even greater and even holier than we viewed him as before. So whenever we grow in holiness, Hashem grows in holiness as well. And that's what Hashem is saying. He's not reminding us that we're never going to be as holy as he is. He's telling us about this chain reaction that occurs when we work on ourselves and make ourselves holier. That through making ourselves holier, we in turn increase the Kedusha of Hashem. And we all know this from the basic examples of Kiddush Hashem. That when a child is going out on a school trip, when they are little, the teacher says, act in a way that you will make a Kiddush Hashem. What does that mean? We sort of leave out the entire middle piece of growing closer to Hashem, increasing our humility. In turn, that increases Hashem's greatness. But what we're saying is the holier that we are, the holier that Hashem becomes. That the more we sanctify ourselves and act in a way that's representative of the Kedusha that Hashem has bestowed upon us, the holier in turn Hashem's name is in the world. So he says, how important is it for every member of the Jewish people to cling to the midah of humility? That anava, humility, is the essence of yiras Hashem, of awe of God. And now we see that when we increase in our humility in relation to Hashem, his name is more and more sanctified in the world. That he says it's through the people who are sincere, who serve Hashem sincerely, who are holy, righteous people, who view themselves through a lens of humility, they are the ones who increase Hashem's holiness. Vizehu shenit kadel shemo birabim. And this is how Hashem's name is made great among the masses. King yitin lenu Hashem yisparach midas anava v'shar midas yashras. So he says, may Hashem grant upon us the midah of anava, this midah of humility, and all of the other positive midos. So that is the first piece. And I see in the chat that it says, this seems so appropriate to the period of counting the Omer, the 14th day in the Sfiros. Yes, that we are constantly trying to climb closer and closer to Hashem, improve ourselves through this period of Sfiros Omer, so that we grow closer to Hashem. Definitely 100% correct. Okay, so now we are going to look at the next piece. And this piece, I will tell you, contains a more esoteric idea that we just sort of glossed over in the last piece, this idea of ayin. But we are going to touch on it a little bit more in this piece. I cannot claim to be able to explain in the context of this shiur, every element of what it means, ayin. It's a very like Kabbalistic idea. There's a lot that can be said about it, but I am going to explain it within the context of what we're learning here. So if it still seems a little unclear, that's because it probably is, because there's a lot of elements to this concept, but we're going to explain it in terms of its context within this Ma'amar from the Kedushas Levi, and also within our broader discussion of the Parsha. Okay, so Kedushim Tihiyu. O Yavor Lahavin Ha'inyan, my Kedushim Tihiyu, Ishimova Aviv Tira'u, Mas Micha Zelazah. So as I said, we're moving on from just looking at Kedoshim Tihiyu as an isolated first commandment in this parsha to understanding it in the context of the mitzvah that comes next, which is Ish imo va'aviv tira'u. V'niva'er kodem mishnas akavya b'mehalalal omer histakel b'gimel dvarim v'chulei. So he says, in order to understand the connection between Kedoshim Tihiyu and Ishimo Vaviv Tirau, we're going to look at the Mishnah about Akavya ben Mehalalel. Akavya ben Mehalalel said, Histakel b'shlosha devarim, you should look at three things. He says, Akavya ben Mehalalel omer, Histakel b'gimel devarim, ve'ina tabali de'avira. Looking at these three things, keeping in mind these three things, will keep us from sinning. Dame ayin batza, know where you come from. Ul'ana tahulich, and where you're going to. Ve'lifni mi'ata atid li'tin din v'cheshbon, and before whom you ultimately will give, you will have to give your judgment. And then the Mishnah continues on and says, "May ayin batza, where? What is it talking about? Where did you come from? Mi'tipa serucha, from a small drop. Ul'ana tahulich." And where are you going to? Lamakum, I think it's Lamakum Afar Ve'ifer, that you're going back to the earth. V'lefnei mi'ata atir litin din v'cheshbon, lifnei melech malchei hamlachim hakadosh baruch hu, that ultimately you are going to give judgment before Hashem. V'lechora hu tamya, ki milanu gadol me'akavya b'mehalalal ba'anava v'yiras chit, v'yidaber mi'madrigak tanaba zot, Shehu Yiras Ha'onesh. So we have two possible questions on this Mishnah. So first we're asking, Akavya ben Mehalalel was so great. He exemplified the Midah of Anava, Yiras Chait. So why is he giving us this impression that he served Hashem out of Yiras Ha'onesh? That there was this idea of like, why don't we sin? Because ultimately we will have to give judgment before Hashem. We know that that's not the ultimate level of serving Hashem. We're meant to serve Hashem out of love, not just out of fear. So that's our first question, which is not the question we're going to touch upon as much, but it is a question that's there. Why is Akavya ben Mehalalel presenting our life and our avodas Hashem in this way? And bet, kasha arichas halashon. It says this language is way too dragged out. This is like one big run-on sentence. Dame ayin v'chulei ul'ana taholich v'chulei v'hadar v'farish v'meharaoi hayalu lomar dame ayin bata mitipa serucha. Why does it repeat everything? Why does it say dame ayin bata ul'ana taholich v'lifnei mi'ata atid li'din din v'cheshbon, and then go back and say dame ayin bata mitipa serucha? And why does it start with the, like, sort of the headings and then go back, repeat them, and give us the answers? Why doesn't it just condense it all into one? Why doesn't it just start out with Dame ayin bata metipa serucha? Why are we having this whole, like, extended, drawn out version of the Mishnah? V'ner elef arish be'ezer seshem ha'inyan hukach im tihiyah tov az me ayin bata. He's explaining to us that it is really two different levels. That if you are good, as me'ayin bata, then you will understand that you come from ayin v'chulei b'madriga tova. This is a high level. V'imchas v'shalom lehefech, azai hiyeh me'ayin bata me'tipa serucha. Then you will understand that you came from a drop of nothingness. He says, we understand that there are two levels of Yiras Hashem. Ha'achad hu Yiras Ha'onesh chas v'shalom. One is a fear of punishment. V'habet hi Yiras Haromimus. And the second is awe of the Almighty. Hi Yiras Ha'amitit. This is the true fear. And we always try to explain this, but it's very hard to explain, for example, to little children who don't, fear means you're scared. But when we say yira, we don't really mean fear. We really mean awe. We really mean trepidation, that there is a certain intensity about your relationship with Hashem, that it's not just all love and flowers and hearts and butterflies, that there's also a certain awe, that you are in complete trepidation before Hashem. Not that you're afraid of Hashem. That would be Yiras Ha'onesh, that you're afraid Hashem is going to punish you. Rather, the level that we strive for is Yira, which is really Yiras Haromimus, which is like awe of the Almighty, the greatness. It's like that feeling of standing before the Grand Canyon, of being just in awe of the vastness and the greatness that is beyond you. Obviously, Lahavdil Elef Alfei Havdalos, that Hashem's greatness is so much more than just the Grand Canyon. V'hu madrigat tzadikim. This is a level of the tzadikim. Michamasha tzadik misakel tamid be'ayin hane'elam. So he says, what is the core in the perspective of a tzaddik that he is able to have this yiras haromimus, this yiras haamitis, that he is always looking be'ayin hane'elam, in the elusive ayin, the hachachma me'ayin timtzei, uma'alet hamid al machshavato shehabar abori baruchu, shmo ein sof ve'ein tachlis ve'leit machshavat tfisa beitlei, v'ma'alet hamid al machshavato ech shekol hamlachim v'hasrafim v'hachayot v'ofanei hakodesh ad ein shi'or, umesaper kol ha'olamot ad ein mispar kulam mitbahalim umitfachadim me'imato ve'ech barei shifla bo. So he's saying, a tzaddik is always looking to this element of ayin. Ayin that, if anyone's a Joey Newcomb fan, there's this the song that he has, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, that it's not that where will the assistance come from, rather, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, that that the help, the assistance, what I need will come from ayin. What is ayin? Ayin is theoretically nothingness, but it's not, when we picture nothingness, we picture emptiness. Ayin, again, it's a very complicated concept, but ayin is the potential for everything. Like we say that Hashem created the world, yesh me'ayin, that there was nothing, and from that nothing, Hashem created the world. That there, the idea of ayin is this divinely packed, potential-laden nothingness. That there's a certain nothingness when there's been destruction, that there's sort of this idea that nothing can come from it. But the idea of ayin is the opposite of that, that it's like looking at a blank canvas, that there is a infinite amount of possibilities of what can come from this nothing. It's not a nothing of lack of potential, rather it's filled with potential. So he says, we understand that when it comes to Hashem, sort of everything is described in this way of ayin, that there's ein shiur, like anything that we talk about God, there's no way to measure it. Not because it doesn't exist, not because it's not measurable, but because it's so beyond what we would be able to comprehend and to measure. That he's saying, ein mispar, there's no number. It doesn't mean that the number is zero. Rather, it means that the number is so beyond what we can explain, what we can understand, that it's like infinite. Okay, so this idea of ayin is this divinely packed and potential filled nothingness. And he says that a tzaddik is always focusing on that, that everything that is connected to Hashem comes from this place of ayin. That Hashem is able to take ayin and create something from it. V'hine k'shebat tzaddik li'razo v'matmidba. That when a person is a tzaddik and comes to this awareness, and that will then bring them to this divine awe, hu davuk beruchnias u'mishaber kol hata'avot hagashmiyot, hu chelak aviv v'imoshe natnubo. And when a person comes to a true realization and understanding of ayin and the potential of what Hashem can do, they break through the barriers of physicality. They, in essence, cast aside their physical desires, which are the piece that are put inside of them by their father and their mother. That we know that there are shlosha shutvim ba'adam, there are three people there are three partners in the creation of man, mother, father, and Hashem. The mother and the father are in charge of the physicality of the person, and Hashem is in charge of the neshama of the person. Of course, Hashem also forms the body, but we say if we're dividing the responsibilities, two of the shutvim are in charge of gashmias, and one shutif is in charge of the ruchnias. Umedabek benefesh ruch uneshama chelek habori baruch hu shmo. So he says, when a person is able to come to this place of Yiras Haromimus, they have a genuine awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they are able to focus on this idea of ayin and recognize and see the world through this lens of ayin. They have then been successful in casting aside the gashmias that was imparted within them by their parents, and they are able to connect solely to Hashem through the ruchnias that He has imparted within them. Kima'amar Chazal, Shlosha Shutvim Ba'adam, Ad Shemitapich Chomer Litzura, And through this, he is able to alter his state of mind, his state of thinking, and he is able to focus almost exclusively on this Ayin HaNe'elam. He's able to focus on the hidden potential of everything that would appear to us to be nothingness. V'zehaya madrigat Moshe Rabbeinu. This was the level of Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom shehaya anav mikol adam. This was the level of Moshe, who was a greater, was more humble than any other person. Ratzalomar shehaya tamid davuk be'ayin hane'elam. Moshe was always connected to this idea of ayin. Umimela haya be'inav ki'ayin v'haya anav mikol adam. And that is why Moshe was able to be more humble than any other person, because he was able to recognize that he too comes from this place of ayin. And when you recognize that you are created from a place of infinite potential and possibility, you recognize just how small you are, that you are part of this vastness that is so beyond your comprehension. Vizot hayira hu ikarit mikol hamitzvos. And he says this yira, reaching this level of awe, is the core and the essence of all mitzvos. Ki kol ha-mitzvos heim lehistakekut ha-chomer, reish memchat mitzvos, asher keneged reish memchat ivarim, u-shisa mitzvos lo ta'asei keneged shisa gidin. Bechdei sheyavo lechdei yirazo, u-davik bo et atzmo bi-midas ha-ayin. He says this is the purpose of all mitzvos, that there are the 248 positive mitzvos, which correspond to the 248 limbs in the body, while the 365 negative mitzvos correspond to the 365 sinews. That the point of all mitzvos is so that a person can take their body, which is the most physical thing, and they can use each and every element to connect it to a mitzvah in order to attach to this idea of ayin, to grow beyond the physicality into the spirituality. V'hine ma shezocha liyirazu. When a person merits to this level of awe, and he has removed from within himself the peace imparted by his mother and father, he has created his body even into something spiritual. He then clings on to Hashem. We no longer focus on that he comes from a drop of nothingness. Afar. We no longer believe that he is destined for a place of dust. That is the two levels within a Kavya B'Mahalalel statement. You can either say, Da me ayin bata, ula'an atahulech, v'lifnei mi atatid lidin din v'cheshbon. That level is not connected to our physicality. Rather, only when later on in the Mishnah do we add in the specifics. That is the lower level, the level that is within the realm of physicality. We also know that a tzaddik is called a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chachma is Yira. When a son comes before his father for judgment, he doesn't really have to fear at all. Because of course he'll come out innocent. This is not true if you're coming from a place of fear. When he is clinging still on to the physical level, then we know that he comes from nothing. And he's going to a place. He in this level is at the level of an eved, of a servant. If you're approaching in this way through the level of physicality and you have not yet come to the appreciation of the entirely spiritual nature of God, you then are unsure how you will come out of judgment. V'zehu kavanat akavya ben mehalalel shemidaber bet bebet madrigot hanif pavlamala b'medriga aleph da me'ayim bata. This also relates to the second piece of the Mishnah, where you are going to, klomar, shekol asita hamitzvot kedei sheyitkarev atzmecha lemidas ha'ayin. We recognize that everything that we do is in order to bring us to this recognition of ayin. Ma she'in which is not true if one does not fulfill the will of Hashem, and connects himself to physicality, kivan shehu b'madrigat eved, that you are then at the level of a servant, mishpato lifnei hamelech dafka ve'inu yodea im yotzei zakai, and then you don't know if you will leave innocent or not. V'zo kavanat ha-pasuk, kedoshim tihiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem, ish imo va'aviv tira'u. He says, now tying it back to our initial pasuk, what is kedoshim tihiyu ki kadosh ani ish imo va'aviv tira'u, haynu shetarich adam lira, shelo yadbik atzmo b'chilek aviv imo. A person has to be cognizant of not being stuck in the level of ish of aviv imo, of just being stuck in the physicality. Shehu hagashmias ulekadesh atzmo ledabik b'chilek habore yisparach, shemo v'yem uvdal mehagashmias v'hi ki kadosh ani Hashem. So these two come juxtaposed to one another. Ishimo va'aviv tira'u, that we could be at a level of fear that is connected to the idea based in our parents, which is that of gashmias. However, we want to excel beyond that. Kedoshim tihiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem. That we strive to achieve a level of connecting to Hashem through true yira, yiras harumimus, which means tapping in to our spiritual nature, which is imbued by in us by Hashem, not only by our parents. So to recap, when we say Kedoshim Tihiyu, the Kedushas Levi is saying that when we strive to become holy, we are increasing Hashem's holiness in the world. That the closer we grow to Hashem, the lowlier we realize we are. And the lowlier we realize we are, the more we strive to grow closer to Hashem. The more we strive to grow closer to Hashem, the more Hashem's name is sanctified in the world. Then he moved on and he asked, what is the connection between Kedoshim Tihiyu and Ishimo Va'aviv Tira'u? And he went on to explain that there are different levels of which you can fear Hashem. There is the level of Ishimo Va'aviv Tira'u, which is from a level of Gashmias, that there is a fear like an Eved, like a servant fears its master. But he says we strive for the higher level, to recognize the true spirituality inherent within Hashem's being, that Hashem works from a place of ayin, this place of divinely imbued, jam-packed, potential-filled nothingness from which anything and everything can come. And when we recognize that that's truly where we come from, not simply from our parents, but there's also a third shuta in Adam, and that piece of us comes from this place of ayin. When we're able to connect to that, we recognize what Hashem truly is and Hashem's true capabilities. And we develop a true yiras haromimus, and that will help us to reach a higher level in our avodas Hashem, in which we connect to Hashem not only through gashmias, but through a pure level of ruchnias. So Mir Tashem, may we be able this week to focus on, as we are reading through Parshas Kedoshim, and each of the intricate mitzvos and details that are listed throughout the parsha, may we be able to recognize that each and every one of these mitzvos is meant to come together to help us to achieve the highest goal, not just of achieving that action perfectly and that action perfectly, but of becoming holy spiritual people, being able to connect to Hashem through that spirituality, and ultimately to be able to make Hashem's name greater in the world.